Simensade Hilchos Shabbos. We were talking about things that are not Shabbosic, and then Amira Lakum. Right? What do you say? Hey, right? Yeah, some of these says Cheftecha Lomdu Rabbi Seinu Zal, right? But it says the word Cheftecha. We said the pasuk was Mimtzah Cheftecha V'Daber Dover. So we said Cheftecha Lomdu Rabbi Seinu Deina Nesurin Ela Cheftei Adam. Only people's things. Av Cheftei Shemayim Mutar and Cheftei Shemayim Mutar. We said last week that you're not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum to take care of things Matzah Shabbos. You're allowed to check out the Iske Rabin B'Shabbos, going Leilich L'Shalton, in order to go to the governor or the base Vadasarim or to whatever, to the politicians of Davar B'Shvilam, to speak on behalf of the Yidden. Meaning, you're allowed to go talk to somebody on Shabbos about tutoring. Afilu umnus, even if it's umnus, because that's also a mitzvah. Because if you're not going to have an umnus, you're lasting a sabriyas, you're going to steal. There's a lot of mussar. I wish we had time for it in that kitzah. But it's you would think that the mitzvah is you're going to be mechanech a kid. That's not the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah is that you're going to get a parnasa, because if you don't have parnasa, you might end up stealing. I will also list for us a malamed b'Shabbos, but that you can't actually rent them out on Shabbos. You could discuss it, but you can't actually do it. Because schiros renting is a real derabbanan. It's not motor even b'shvil mitzvah. That's motor b'shvil mitzvah. Lahachris al aveda b'Shabbos, and you're allowed to be machris on aveda b'Shabbos. Shabbos aveda mitzvah, because the Shabbos aveda is a mitzvah. Dafka speaking is asr, aval hirer mutter, but thinking is mutter. Lachain hirer basaka mutter, thinking about business is mutter. Mekamakam shum einik Shabbos mitzvah shalay yachshav em klal, because the einik Shabbos, it's a mitzvah that he shouldn't calculate it at all. V'heve'enav ki lo komalach dayasuyah, it should be in his eyes as all his malacha was done. Right, meaning. Don't try not to focus on your business. You work 6 days and then you do malacha. You can't do a person can't do all his work in 1 week. But what it means is that you should look as if on every Shabbos that all his malacha is done. And there's no bigger einik than that. That you shouldn't think about things. That you should think of tirda or daiga. Zion. You're allowed to go tell a worker, does it seem that you're going to stand with me in the evening? Even though he's going to understand that he's going to be needed for the malacha. Because it's not usr only dibur mefarish, that you should prepare yourself to be with me. That's like saying mefarish that you're gonna want to rent. Meaning, so you can see that you're gonna be with me tonight, but you. If you rent a worker, that he should be watching something to you. Also, lapoyel likach schar Shabbos b'vnei. It's also for the worker to take the money for Shabbos. I mean, you're basically when you're employed over a Shabbos, you're not allowed to get paid.
Can't hear.
Frozen.
Mm.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know where I got lost. Chess.
that he cannot get paid for Shabbat work.
Okay, so we left over saying that you can't get paid for work on Shabbos, right? But he rented off for a week, for a month. You're allowed to take bahavla, meaning avla literally means that you're swallowing it, the schar Shabbos, meaning if you're employed for a week, so you're going to get paid for all 6 days of the week, including Shabbos, meaning your work on Shabbos is free, and you're getting paid double on Friday, let's just say, if you structure it that way. Right? That, by the way, but that's only also for a yid. People think that they can't hire goyim and pay them for the work on Shabbos. As long as the guy's not doing malacha that's aser on Shabbos for you, then it's fine. It's fine to do that also. Right? Because a guy is allowed to work on Shabbos. Fine. Also, lita matana l'chaveri el adavar shu l'tzayr Shabbos. You're allowed to give up. What?
Whoever said with me too is he needs to mute.
Yeah. I'm muted. Okay, sorry. You're not allowed to give a present to your friend unless it's something that's tzayr Shabbos. You also can't give a collateral. Unless it's a tzarek mitzvah, it's a tzarek Shabbos. Lo yomer lehelech mashkin, take this mashkin, ela noisen stam, you give it to him, you can just give it stam, you give him a mashkin, and it'll be self-understood. So somebody asked me, like those, they have these things that, these glass jars with things that smell good, diffusers. So he asked if he can bring a diffuser to somebody on Shabbos. I don't know. I wasn't sure if that's something that's considered a tzara of Shabbos or not. Fine. You had shtari adyaitis. So shtari, this is the rough one. Shtari adyaitis, which means regular documents. Dahino shtari chayvis kashmanis. It's shtaris and kashmanis. You gerish shayla shalom. And letters, just regular letters. Also, it's also be mayan them even without reading. Even though he's just thinking, he's not verbalizing. And we didn't say that hearer is mutter only when it's not recognizable that hearer is chafetz masurim. Meaning, you're allowed to think. We said you're allowed to, halachically, you're allowed to think about your calculations, but nobody has any idea what you're thinking about. So that's fine. But here, where you're looking at a book or a magazine or whatever, letters, somebody gets a letter, he has no idea what is written in there. Now, back then, you needed to know, maybe, because there could be very important information in there. It might be something that he actually needs. But he shouldn't read it with his mouth. He should just think it in his head. And if he knows that it's only business, also he can't even look at it. And he can't carry it even for anything because it's muksa.
The raffle posters are mutar?
I would think that's a problem. I would think so. I see
a lot of shuls have posted raffle posters.
Yeah, it's those posters in the shuls are not so simple to read.
So they should be covered.
I don't know because they're gonna say it's a tzarek mitzvah.
Yeah, that's what some say.
That's what they're gonna say. Yeah. Okay, of course, like tablish right? A wall or a tabla that has in its tzuras. Because of Tatein, Zu Tzuras Pliny, Vizu Dukan Pliny. Also, Likris Ksav Zeb Shabbos. You're not allowed to read this Ksav on Shabbos. Vafilul Ayin by Beloy Kriya also. Even to look at it without reading is also. Vachain Sifri Melchamas, Sifri Dibra Yom, Shamachi Umas Ailam. Vachain Melitus, Mashalom, Shasicha Schooling, Kagan Sefer Emmanuel. Koshigan Dibra Cheshek, also Likris Zeb Shabbos. All these books, novels, all these things are also read on Shabbos. Vafilul Ayin by Beloy Kriya, Vapiv. That's even to look at them without verbalizing. It's all aser, v'af b'chol aser, b'shem Moshev Leitzim. And even during the week, novels are aser because of Moshev Leitzim. Afilim k'sum b'lashon kodesh, even if they're written in Hebrew. If we had more time, then we could spend time in this. But this is one of the most common things that are done on Shabbos, and basically, we rely on a minority opinion of the Magen Avraham, who says that if you enjoy it, then it's okay. Right? So okay. Divrei cheshek, like novels, these types of things, that makes the Yetzirah but you know, historical things that you learn out Musar and Yerushalayim, that's okay. You said, but Yosefin or Kiyotzim or Josephus, if you look some Lashon Laz, even if they're written in English, went to the Kriyosim of Philip Shabbos, you can read it even on Shabbos. And we call Malcolm Ein Roy LaHarvest Ben. You should not Roy to be to read in even in those too much. Yud Beis also limited by Shabbos as a davar in Hulat Tzairich. It's also to measure on Shabbos anything, even if it's a tzarech, elam kain hu l'tzarech mitzvah, unless it's a tzarech mitzvah. You can know weighing foods on this type of thing, but on Pesach, you want to measure and weigh your matzahs and maror, that's allowed. You give him, welcome to say the mutal adamar tzarecha, b'enem yisoh, b'enem akum. If it's going to be a loss, then you are allowed to talk. I don't know what the situation would be. If for some reason there would be a loss, then you're allowed to discuss it. Yud Dalet. Kol davar sheyisrael asa l'asos, asa lemer la'akum l'asos. Anything that it's... Now we start with Hilchos Amino la'akum, very important subject. Anything that it's also for Yisrael to do, it's also to a guy to do. Amino la'akum ha'vishvus, Amino la'akum is a shvus. V'afilu l'rmoiz lo'y l'asos, also. Even to be meramez, it's also Rafilu Lemer like Kodim Shabbos, Shayasa Bishabbos Gamkein, also even to say before Shabbos that he's going to do it on Shabbos, it's also also Rafain also Lemer la'akum Shabbos, Shayasa la'acha Shabbos. And the same thing, it's also to say on Shabbos anything that's going to be done after Shabbos. If Dabaza ain't a Mashim Shvus, and it's not because of a Shvus, Kivan de Malacha Nasas Bishas Heter, since the Malacha is done, Bishas Heter, Ela also Mashim Bim Tzachavtsacha, it's also. Because the mitzvah has a defend the tzarech mitzvah, motor. So the tzarech mitzvah would be motor. Right? Meaning, so he's saying that you're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to have the goy do anything. Right? And meaning, even before Shabbos, it's also. Right? And on Shabbos, you can't tell him to do even after Shabbos. What are you saying?
He's saying that something in Ksuvim is gets a din of a deraisa. Why is he saying it's not
know.
A shvus? It is a shvus.
Which part?
All those things. They are shvusim.
Yeah. Right.
We hold they get a din of the drabbanan. That's a shvus. Is he saying they get a din of a deraisa?
Yeah. That's what he's saying. It's carved to a deraisa, right? That's what he's saying. Anyways, going back to Amiru La'akum, so again, you're not allowed to ask him even before Shabbos to have it done on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to ask him on Shabbos to do it after Shabbos. Right? And part of it is because, and this is where hinting sometimes becomes mutter, because part of the issue of asking the guy to do something on Shabbos is because you're talking about weekday activities on Shabbos. Yeah, okay, we will stop over there. And everybody should have a fine night and a good 12.
Can someone in medical school read a medical journal on Shabbos? Because it's a tzarech mitzvah?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
I remember once I asked while I was in school about anatomy and stuff like that, you're learning the Bria. That was one of the answers I was given. I don't know if everyone holds of that.
Well, yeah, everybody's reading magazines and everything anyway. So why do you have to be any firmer than them? If you go with the Magen Avraham, that if it's enjoyable, so then it's mutter. Right? Yeah. All right. Fine. Oh, yeah. A good 12. A good year.
Good. Thank you.